Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means. And welcome to my podcast studio in the center of the earth.
Quite hot in here.
All right, I'm here with three great improvisers. Chris Gow.
Hello.
Katie Davison.
Howdy.
And Jay Bennett.
Hello.
And Jay, you're going to tell us about a job you've had.
Yes. So I worked in, when I was sort of in my early to mid-20s, I was like auditioning and I needed a job that was like quite part-time or like even just, you could literally work whenever you liked to work around performing. And I worked in a call centre where they literally just hired actors. And you had to have, in the call centre, you basically had to like, you weren't selling stuff, you were making business meetings with people, but they wanted you to call like the best people. So you had to like, they made you try and get through to like the CEO of Santander. And the reason why they use actors is because actors are like super confident. But also you had to, you couldn't use your own name. You had to have a name they gave you. And you had to hit like a certain target, obviously, every day. So you had to hit like speak to however many people every day. And they had, there was a script, which was the worst thing ever because it was really pushy and you had to say this whole thing and you knew they were going to go most of the time like fuck off, and you had to give them dates, so you were like, you know, and like, now I think we should meet on this date here, this date or this day or this time or this time, and you had to do, it was just so horrendous. But it was actually, there was, it was weirdly also quite fun because there was only like 10 people that worked there and it was all women and all actors. So it was a bit mad and our boss was mad. The whole thing was really shambolic. And it was in an, it wasn't in an office. It was in like someone's living room. So it was just so weird. All the names in the, like, we had to be called like quite sexy names. So it was like Jenny Jones. And like a lot of Jones. Oh, Fox was a really common surname. Fox. Yeah. So all the names sounded super sexy, which was so funny. And so when we were like deciding on a new, when the people, the bosses were like deciding on a new name, they'd got a new client. And it was like, the name was such a big deal. It was one of the, like, Vanessa was a really, was one of them, which was really weird. And yeah, like Vanessa Steele. And they sounded like they were from like fake, you know, like a Bond film, basically. And she was calling to, yeah, for a new business meeting.
Incredible.
It was really funny.
Jennifer Jones.
Yeah. And that was often. And then you'd have to, in order, if you were speaking to an actual client or someone you'd like had lots of conversations with, you'd have to write like really in-depth notes. And the characters, the people that were there, it was just so
Can you run us through some of the names?
Yeah.
The characters that you played.
I think there was Jennifer Fox. And then there was also Vanessa Fox.
Sisters.
Charlotte Jones. Charlotte Black.
Sexy.
There's a lot of like, yeah, there's a lot of like, it was like, you know, sort of a long first name, short surname was quite a popular choice.
Max Power.
Yeah, like that. But only sexy Colonel women. Plum. And you honestly did call up and you were like, hello, it's Charlotte Black calling. And you literally did come up with like this character because it was so fun to do it that way.
She sounds quite breathy.
Hello. I like, and literally receptionist. Yeah. But they'd be like, I'd like to be the CEO of Santander, please. And literally a receptionist, because you spoke like that, would be like, sure, no probs. It was amazing how you could use your voice just to get through to like the top.
It makes so much sense that it is like a mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like a
Jedi. Thing.
Hello, it is I, Hamish Fenson, reporting to my first day at the call centre selling windows.
So yeah, we have a lot of actors who work in this call centre selling windows.
Have they ever done the Scottish play?
Ah, yes, the one that we can't mention because it's bad luck.
Macbeth, but, yeah. I just wanted to show you that I do know what it is, for I am a trained actor, and I will get you sales.
Oh, great. Well, you know what, Hamish? So far, I'm absolutely loving your attitude. Mm. I think people like you, they come to this office, and they come in with that kind of pep, great voice, and bags of confidence.
That
and you know,
like me.
It is you, and they do really well for themselves. So why don't you just sit yourself down there?
Is this the script that I shall be using?
Yes. So this is a really tight script. It's refined over the years.
Guide me through these first few steps when I get a person on the line.
Okay. So for example, say I'm the CEO. You've got through to me.
Yes.
I'm busy, so you've got to be to the point. Hi, this is...
Direct.
Yes.
React.
Sure. Let's just do a little bit of role play.
I've never done the improvs. I'm a trained actor. Well, I never did the improvs.
No, in fact, would rather you didn't improvise. Stick to the script.
And may I ask, when I'm calling this boss from said company, what is my motivation?
Well, look, here's what we're doing here at Windows R Us. Yeah, we're just going to put a call in.
Oh, I thought it was Window Russ. I shall change it in my mind's eye. Why don't I do a call?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm going to listen in on the call. You call someone.
Feel free to give me notes during the performance.
Hello, you're through to the director's PA.
Hello, my dear. This is Window Russ. May I speak to your boss? For I have news, fine portents to tell.
I'm sorry, what's Window Russ?
Window Russ, the windows to a man's soul.
It's Windows R Us, Hamish.
Windows R Us. Windows R Us.
Okay. You've said that a few... Windows to a man's soul.
May I speak to the bill payer of the household, please?
This is a... business.
It's not a household, Hamish.
One second, please. I need to talk to my director. Why are we selling windows to businesses?
Like, imagine if a business needs to have all their windows replaced.
You're right.
Okay, just, Hamish, it's Windows R Us, not... Please understand, that's not one word.
No, I understand. I understand.
Hello?
Sorry,
hello?
Madam. May
no
I
problem.
Speak to the bill payer of the household? I have portents to tell. Imagine you have a raining storm, the pounding of the hail against the window. But what? You don't have a window? Then the hail will beat against your brow. Where forever will you go? What will you feel the wind in your hair?
Hamish, none of this is on the script, okay?
Window Russ!
I'm sorry, we have...
Window Russ, we will endeavour to find the window into your soul.
Hamish, it's Windows R Us.
Window R Us.
So, Hamish, welcome. We haven't seen you for ages. Because what have you been up to for the past few months?
I found my true vocation.
Oh, wow. Is it a play or...?
It is a play. It is a play of light against glass. The dappled sun reflecting in a prism of spectrumed light through a window at discount prices. I work for Window Russ.
What a perfect little baby. I can't believe it is. Our baby's just been born. Oh. The only thing is to give her a name.
The name is the most important thing that we can do for this child. The name will define how far they go in life.
It'll set them up forever.
Well, obviously, our child will have to have our surname.
Yeah.
So, you know, our surname, which is... Badgerton.
Badgerton.
I mean, I think Badgerton is safe.
It's safe.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we need like a punchy name that's going to give our child a bit of power.
Yeah. What about Victoria?
What about power?
What?
Power Badgerton.
Right.
I just don't think you're meeting me halfway. I know you've just given birth.
I'm really quite tired, so I think I'm not really thinking straight. But power.
Imagine going to a meeting and saying, my name is Power.
You're going to buy from that person.
Yeah, you are. If the person's in sales, what if we have a doctor?
I don't think that Power Badgerton is going to be a doctor. No offense. Well,
we can't make decisions for them about their career.
Okay, well, I just think that you and I cannot see us raising a I see us raising a tenacious salesperson.
What about Martha?
His first name is Power.
Yeah, I'm pitching another one.
Okay.
Martha.
Martha Badgerton?
Yeah.
I mean, if they were a character on one of those fruity period dramas, then yeah.
But okay. Do you have any suggestions?
How about Power?
We cut to 20 years later. So, thanks for coming in to interview for the sales position.
Hello.
So Power, my gosh, what a name.
Yes, it is a very interesting name and powerful name, and I feel it has done me right through life.
Yeah, okay, Power. Sorry, I was kind of expecting someone a little bolshier going for sales.
Still waters run deep.
What does that mean, Power?
That's my middle name.
Power still waters run deep Badgerton.
That's right.
We cut back 20 years.
And then I'm thinking, middle name. Middle name's even more important than the first name.
It is. Yeah. Like something like Louise or...
Like Louise Waters. Louise. I like it, yeah. Louise Wait. Waters run deep. Let's lose Louise and we've got Waters run deep. Power Waters run deep. Badger. Oh my God, you're a genius.
Where is this from? This. I just don't want them to be sort of, you know... Don't want people to take the mick out of our child.
No one's going to dare take the mick out of Power Waters Run Deep Badgerton. They'd be crazy to do that. This person is going to walk into a room and they're going to say, hey, I'm Power Waters Run Deep Badgerton. And people would think, I remember that. I don't need a Rolodex. Let's call that Power. I'm so happy.
I'm exhausted.
B2B part of our business is not being performing as well as we'd hoped, and we are going to have to start cold calling. I know. However, I have heard from a friend of mine that they used to work for a company and they did the cold calling, but they gave the cold callers sexy names. It's very sexy names. And I thought, can I be Frank?
You want to be called Frank?
Frank is pretty sexy.
That's not... All right, you think you like that?
My wife has asked me to throw away my old pornography collection and I dumped it into the hedge by the side of the motorway. That is how it is done. I don't know.
Why
get passed it on to the next generation. This is not applicable. This is not my point. This is not why I want, what I want to talk about.
What if a child or a feminist found it?
I hadn't thought of that. God forbid a feminist finds my pornography.
How many magazines did you have?
12. Listen.
Oh, it's not that many then.
No, but they're very thick. They're very thick, voluminous volumes of pornography.
Wow.
That's not my point. We got.
Did you order them online or?
No, I bought them in the old, in the usual way of the 1990s.
Oh, right. Okay.
Top shelf, corner shop.
Were you subscribed? So it just gets sent to your place. Or did you go into the corner shop?
Went into the corner shop. Incredible embarrassment. Purchased my pornography, enjoyed it, got married. At the top of my cupboard, she found it when we were cleaning out the attic. My point is...
When you say enjoy it, right, you mean wanking.
If we want to be crude, and I didn't want to go down the sidebar, yes, I did masturbate to this pornography. I will continue on this line of questioning because I do want to get to the business meeting.
How many wanks did he get each magazine?
Probably about 13. No, I
that's
don't know.
Not
I wasn't
many for how big the magazines supposedly were.
A day.
I think you've been ripped off. A 13 a day.
Listen,
need to see something about that.
If you'd already spaffed off one image, were you able to do it again at a later date? Or did you sort of...
Is it burnt into your brain?
Yeah. Certain images definitely were my favourites and they are burnt into the brain. I did like it. A shot where you could see the vagina and the breast in the same shot. But I would like to get back to the business meeting in hand.
Were they shaved or were they unshaved?
Yes, great question. Thank you. And then I will answer this and then we should go back to the business meeting.
Mm, absolutely.
They were shaved because this was 1994. This was right before the Brazilian became a dominant feature in much pornography. It was a very American integration.
But well, I think a lot of our culture has become American.
I think it started in the 90s.
Along with not using protection.
I would like to get back to the company meeting at some point. But
do
I
you
will
prefer a brunette or a blonde?
I would say, you know, in life, I my wife is brunette, obviously. But, you know, that's why, you know, you like
you
to
go
see
for
the,
what you don't.
You don't have.
I actually think that's very reductive. Yeah.
If I'm honest, if I can't be honest with you, I'm mainly looking at the vagina or the breasts in this case, or occasionally an anus. Feel this.
I don't know if I'm an outlier, but the anus does nothing for me.
No, I know, and we could get to that, and I will put that in
only
the minutes.
Only if it's shaved.
We can put that in the minutes, and we will put that in the minutes, and I will get Jenny to type this up. But listen, the point is, my
just slow
is,
down, please, because Jenny's going to lose a finger. No, almost like you could have done at the time.
I'm telling you, it was like a woodpecker sometimes. It was like hammering away. It was like hammering away like a little piston.
And could you really see the whole fanny?
No,
we're very visual creatures.
We are very visual creatures.
These poor young women's mothers.
I know.
But you try and put that out of your mind when you're masturbating, don't you? Because you don't want to think of the mothers.
Yeah, you don't.
And that's not the point.
Have you talked to someone about this, like on a professional level? No, I think you've got a lot of problems.
No, I don't. We all enjoy a bit of pornography.
Was every page a photo? Was some taken by adverts and some stories?
I think the advertising moment. Yeah, your time's up in this meeting room, I'm afraid. I need to have my meeting about porn.
This episode's performers were Chris Gow, Jay Bennett, Katie Davison, and myself, Freddie Sandylands. With thanks to Sessions, bring the most exciting talent in food to your neighbourhood.